You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
Good morning. Said the early bird catches the apple fritter thing. We go out there on Garfield and Moravia. The early bird catches the early pastry. I take it?
Almost. You got the right location. You got the kind of sort of the reason. It's kind of more I'm going to stop there because I'm early. Not leaving early so I can stop there. So it's kind of, but yes, the only thing that's really off is not a pastry, a bagel.
My hometown of St. Clair Shores, there used to be a place right off of 11 and a harbor across the Minos called Variety Donuts. And as a kid, I mean a kid, probably even pre-K, I remember going there and there was this very sweet old lady that would give me an apple fritter. Went to Lakeview High School, 1974, 7 o'clock class, I'd stop in Variety Donuts. Get it by apple fritter, and that same old lady, white hair, was still there all those years later, and about maybe 15 years ago, the place finally closed because everybody passed away, but that lady was still there when they closed because I went back one more time to visit the place before it closed, but that place, Variety Donuts, I think it's called the Egg Roll now. They make custom egg rolls now. Little tiny building, and just off the northwest corner of Harbor and 11 Mile. Oh my God, those apple fritters were to die for.
That place was the best. And yeah, I remember the little old lady, and I used to work for years, I worked at Tennant Harbor. And so I discovered that place probably the late 80s, early 90s, and we used to go there frequently, and yeah, they when they did that construction all there at Harper and 11, they never opened after that. They never came back. So you know, I don't know if they were just waiting until the construction and they were just going to close it up or what, but. They were open right up to that construction at that intersection where they tore up Tar Harbor and all that and put in the boulevard and all that stuff, and then and they never came back. So, bummer. That place was outstanding.
Absolutely. And in my junior and senior year of high school, I had a 7 o'clock class, and I would stop there and get an apple fritter. And my 7 o'clock classes were either mechanical engineering class or my first year of architectural drafting, because I ran out of engineering classes to take, and mechanical engineering drafting stuff. And I'd sit there, and our 7 o'clock teacher would allow us to have coffee and pastries. for breakfast. We all pitched in and had an actual coffee maker, you know, a 10-pot percolator thing, whatever it was. And he says, well, just remember, you're going to get downgraded if you have any pastry stains on your paperwork. And, you know, it's like, okay, so then you got to be extra careful while you're enjoying everything. But, yeah, that place is probably one of the things about St. Clair Shores I remember growing up as the best to be. And that intersection there at 11 and Harbor with that boulevard became fire truck nightmare trying to take a left turn off of northbound Harbor onto westbound 11 Mile. When that thing was first put in, I heard some horror stories of all the drivers of the larger fire rigs had to basically take fire truck driver as ed training 101 all over again. It was a bit of a nightmare, but they learned over time.
Yeah, I don't know, but usually they can just make the left, right? And that shouldn't be too hard. I don't know. But, yep, they had these other donuts there. They were like a half crescent, and they were, I don't know, they were kind of, they had a glaze and a kind of a cinnamon kind of a thing going on. And they had the bear claws, the apple fritters, like you say. Just everything there was so good. Yuppers. I used to like that Chinese place at just south of 10. Wong's. And used to go there a lot. And just trying to think what else. Of course, to this day, Charlie's is a great restaurant. Gilbert's, if you want. Chili. There's a lot of good stuff over there. And I just found out about, discovered Wally's. I did not know that place existed. I got to get by there.
KU8, RUH.
Good morning, Anthony. I'll let you jump in after I respond to Sean real quick. Wong's is still there. I used to, I started with Wong's, and then I went to Gim Ling's on Harper, north of 13, just before the bend there by Michigan. On the east side of the street, and Gim Ling's was there when I got married. They saw my girls grow up. They sold, but came back after they sold because the reputation of the restaurant went down, and they came back and were like the host and the manager of the new owners of their old restaurant. Wally's. Wally's was an old custard place that started on the corner of Old 8 Mile and Harper. Matt and Eliza Ahern own it now and moved it from Aiton Harbor to their new location there just by Gilbert's and Charlie's and the wine place, the liquor store. It's like four businesses right in a row, and you won't miss on any of them. All four places, Gilbert's, Charlie's, the liquor store, and Wally's. But Wally's, oh yeah, the theme behind the fire station, the fire trucks there that actually pump out frozen custard when they go to a charity event, unbelievable, unreal. And to wrap it up, Eliza used to work as an emergency room anesthesiologist or something at St. John's, Detroit, and Matt, her husband, works in a commercial electric building. Last thing I know he was working on before he kind of like quit was the St. Joe Hospital, Trinity Hospital out there on Woodward in Pontiac. Good morning, Anthony. Over to you.
Good morning. Yeah, Wong's Garden is still the best in the area. That's our go-to spot. You can't go wrong with Wally's. I love going there. It gets a little busy, though, so it gets difficult to go there sometimes. Over to you, Sean.
Now, from looking at their menu, like I said, I've never been there. So I looked at their menu last night, and it looks like they've got breakfast sandwiches and a lot more than just custard, frozen custard. Looks like they have, they have a cappuccino machine, an espresso machine. So, I mean, seems like my kind of place.
Eliza Ahern started a small coffee house in the backside of the St. Clair Shores Library called The Galley, themed after the waterfront of St. Clair Shores. He turned that success into the combination of Wally's, the old Wally's frozen custard. So her menu is very, very diverse. She makes a wicked chicken salad sandwich with grapes and maybe some nuts in it. So if you're nut, you have a nut allergy, that might be a problem. But her menus are just off the chart. The Galley closed because of a conflict of interest because her husband Matt was on the city council. So the Galley pulled out of the library. Wally's expanded from Eaton Mile and Harper to where they are now, and they basically combined the Galley and the Wally's together in one big thing. So that's why the menu is so diverse. Anthony, go ahead.
I haven't been there for any of the other stuff, but the custard's worth the drive, Sean. That's all I can tell you. Worth the drive.
Well, it's on the list. I'm not gonna call it a bucket list, but I was just not aware it was there. I'm in that area frequently enough to where you just gotta make it a point. So yeah, cool. I was looking for, I don't even remember what I was looking for actually yesterday, and I saw, what's this? And I looked at it and I sent a link over to Wally. Then I saw the firefighter tie-in. I says, oh. And Wally knew all about it.
Well, they actually have two retired fire trucks in a bay garage off of the north end of the building. They enter and exit, I think, out the back. I don't think the front bay door is open. I'm not sure. It's been two summers since I've seen Eliza. But, last summer, actually, I saw her last summer. But, yeah, I've known the two of them for quite some time, and great people, great personalities, great business people, and like I said, any of those four businesses, Wally's, I can't remember the name of the liquor store there, but they're a very well-stocked party store, liquor store. Of course, Gilbert's that I can remember as a kid, and I mean a kid, and of course, well, I have yet to get to Charlie's, but based on your reputation or your critique of it, I definitely have to get in there, and I've heard nothing but good things about that. So, and then, of course, you cut down one of the side streets and head east over to Mack Avenue, and what do you run into? The best cannoli place in town.
Sean, there is another custard place that has been reviewed highly. I haven't been there, but my wife and daughter went. It's called JJ's. And it's probably closer down to your grandkids. You should check it out. It's on Kirchival in the park. So I've heard really good things about it, though.
All right. I'll have to check that out. But I don't even, it wasn't even the custard that attracted me. It was like I looked at the espresso machine and the breakfast sandwiches and stuff, and I thought, oh, I got to go there. Hey, on another note, what time does the post office open? I'm guessing about 8, right?
I would say that if you have to pick up or drop off of a package, but I'm thinking more like 9 for normal services if you had to walk in and get stamps and things like that. But the post office, if you have a P.O. box, that kind of thing, I believe they open up at 8.
8 would be too logical, so it's probably 9. That, like we were saying, it's probably 9 o'clock that it opens. Donald's probably right. If you need to go to the desk and pay for shipping, I bet it's 9 o'clock. Or it could even be 8:30, but I don't think it's 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, I mean, I know the one by me, the lobby where you could pick up and drop things off, is open 24 hours. But if you actually have to get into the counter, I don't know what time that starts. I got a package I got to send out. I sold something else again, and it's all ready to go. I just got to throw it up on their scale and get the postage on it and send it off on its way. I want to get it out as soon as they open.
If you're talking about the one in downtown Mount Clemens, I used to have a P.O. box there at one point, and I just remember those hours, 89. Yeah, you can go in there. I didn't know you could get in there now for a P.O. box 24-7, so that's how many years ago it was for me. But if you have to actually deal with, like, a customer service situation and get a package weighed, I would say 9 o'clock.
John, did you sell one of your ATVs?
No, such luck. Of course, I don't have those listed yet, so it's not even luck. Got to list them if I'm going to sell them. No, I have this little option board for an ICOM. It's just $100, but somebody bought that from me yesterday.
Guys, I'm going to be stepping out. I got to get my rental car returned in about an hour, so I'm going to jump in the shower and get my day started. So, pleasure talking to you all. Now I'm also hungry, so after I return my rental car, I will probably stop somewhere and get a bagel or a pastry of some kind. And there's Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts on the way back from Enterprise Place. So, I'll let you gentlemen carry on. Everybody have a good day, good week. Safe travels on the road. All the best. W-8-R-C-Y.
See you later, Donald. Well, Sean, that's good. Anything sold adds to the goal, right? You got $100 closer to the radio that you're looking for.
You know it. And this is all stuff that I've had sitting there in a box. You know, I had zero chance I'm ever going to use it. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say zero, but almost certainly never going to need this thing. It's an optional DSP board for multiple ICOM receivers of a certain ilk. You bought this UT-106 DSP board for them. And I had, when I bought that receiver that I had, the guy had a couple of them brand new in the box. And I sold one a while back to a guy that bought one of my receivers. And then I sold the other one last night. But they were just little, like, comes with, you know. It's just like I bought a bunch of stuff from the guy, and that was just a bunch of crap that was in a box. So can't beat that, right?
Not at all. That's icing on top of the cake. That's perfect.
All righty. I am at Garfield and 16 Mile Road. I'm going to bop into Big Apple Bagel and get myself one of them Swiss cheese bagels that they've got. Those things are good.
Sounds good. But I do remember a few weeks ago you saying on the radio that it was closed on Monday.
Oh, man. I forgot about that. Yes, they are closed. God darn it.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it sounded like you already had your hopes up. I figured I could let you down early.
I heard that from the other room, and man, I said, oh, that's got to hurt.
I was
all closed
set
on Mondays. I think, if I remember correctly, Rite Aid Donuts was closed on Mondays or something. I remember from back in the day in the Shores there as well. I remember they were closed one day because when I was in school in the 70s they were. So it happens to all of us. W-8-R-C-Y. Back to getting ready.
Sean, I didn't catch what you said. You guys doubled.
Oh, I just groaned and said, ah. So... oh, well, I'll have to find something else. I guess when I go to the post office.
You know, it's been years, but are there any, like, breakfast sandwich spots downtown Mount Clemens? I know that's out of your way, but I remember when I was younger and when I worked for the city, there was always at least one place open that you get a breakfast sandwich.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of places, but I just had my heart set on those. I bought some of those Swiss cheese bagels home, and there was one this morning left, and I told my wife, I said, you can have that one. I go, I'll just stop and get one on the way in. So that's what started that whole thing. Whatever. I don't need it anyhow. Maybe I'll, we'll see what time, I'll check what time the post office opens when I get in, and plan the, I'll be going to the post office downtown Mount Clemens, and I'll find something. There's a lot of stuff. I'm sure I can find something.
I found some sausage on my way to work today.
You guys talking about food's making me hungry. I don't know if I have any food at the office. And I definitely don't have time to stop. I am running way behind.
What's got you up so early, Fred?
I don't know. I went to bed at midnight. Got up just, 5 to 6. Did my bike ride, showered, got dressed. Now I'm downstairs, so I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just clocking in.
Come see how the other half live.
Are you typically a night owl? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't usually expect to raise Fred without a phone call before 10.
Some days I wish I could sleep that long. I don't know that I've slept till 10 in ever.
That's a thing?
It is, and I enjoy it. But today is our first day of payroll being done through the new system, so I figured I'd be up with the payroll girls because it's our first new payroll and direct deposit through Paycor.
Oh joy, a new system at the office. Sure to be fun. Like when we converted over to this Workday. Oh. Good morning, Dakota.
Morning, guys. Yeah, we're about to go through that same thing, and I'm not looking forward to it. So, Fred, yeah, surprising to hear you on this early. Good morning. I'm running to the gas station, so skip me for a round. I'll be back at 8 PDF.
All right. I just turned on the APRS radio to see who's the dumbass putting APRS over you, HF.
Alright, I wasn't the only one that heard that. Right when Sean teed up, I heard that. Well, that's odd. Where's Sean?
It's been going on all weekend.
Yeah, it's been going on for several days. This person has not bought a clue.
I thought I heard it yesterday, but I was doing other things. I actually wasn't in my office much this weekend, so. But now we got done at Denton Hill and came after we went shopping and then came home and I had to shower. Oh, I felt so dirty. I had to re-clean the tower out. All right, well, I turned the radio on to see if I can catch the doofus now.
Boy, am I glad I'm not that doofus. But, yeah, hopefully it's just somebody that has a radio on by mistake and doesn't know any better. I would imagine.
Yep, somebody's got themselves an APRS radio and, you know, it'll blast out on whatever channel they've dialed up. You know, there should be a, they could probably easily write firmware to prevent that from happening anywhere. You know, instead of making it a global thing, make it a per channel thing. That wouldn't be hard to do. Solve a lot of that.
I'm back.
Well, you can set the radio to A and B bands, basically. And your TNT's in your A band. And then knock the frequency. But the last guy that was doing it, there was no way to contact him. And when I found out where you usually hit out and yelled at him on that repeater, but he never responded. But magically, the APRS stopped.
Yeah, I would imagine if it was...
FSO, what is
they were getting,
APRS?
Told that they were doing something wrong, they would just fix it and not come out and talk about it, because it'd be rather intimidating to hear that your radio had been broadcasting something for 3 days that you didn't intend on happening. So I could see that it would end, but nobody would talk to you about it.
And people wonder why I'm cranky.
I am at the drive-thru at Dunkin'.
Because Sean runs
on... I think KF8FSO was in there. APRS is like digital packets. You can send text messages and location over a dedicated frequency. Some people decide to leave on that functionality on the frequency that's not dedicated.
Hey guys, I'm pulling up at work. This is going to be my final. I'll listen out. KE8RUH. Everybody have a great day.
I don't know what the rotation is anymore. Anthony, shoot me a text. Let me know when you want to meet up. And I don't know if I doubled in the last one, but I'll stand by here.
I got your response. I appreciate it. I just never heard that before. I'll have to look at it and see how it works and how it interferes with other transmissions.
Did we figure it out?
No, we did not.
You say, man, put Fred on point, man. He nails it. Ah, well.
Sean runs on Duncan, it seems like.
Duncan again, Sean?
Yeah, it was convenient. The route I was taking had one right there, so I said, what the hell. Right at Cass and Grosbeck. Normally it's a nightmare intersection, but I was basically able to get in and out real quick today, so that was surprising.
That's the one that's right next to the AT&T store, isn't it?
It's a cross Cass. It's on the south side of Cass, on the west side of Grosbeck, southwest corner.
Fred taking a nap.
I'm chewing. I'm having my breakfast. You know, 15 minutes on a bike for me, I need to replenish all those calories I burned.
I gotta get my bike out. I walk by it every day, look at it in its gloriousness, taunting me, teasing me.
I got my bike out yesterday. Rode it to town and put gas in it and washed it. But I think we're talking about different bikes.
Maybe. Well, is there a strike over? We had some, looks like the construction workers are all back and getting ready. Uh-oh. I got to go get on a construction worker parking in our spots. All right, I'm at work, guys. W8FU.
That's part of the new contract. That's why they're not striking anymore. They're taking all your parking. Alright. Go do it, officer.
Good luck. At 8 DBF. Is it KF8FSO? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here for a minute.
You're the one that moved over to the west side, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Which machine are you coming in?
I'm on Echolink, if that's what you're asking. I'm on Echolink through the CMN network.
That is what I was asking. I was just curious how you were getting back over here. I got a phone call. I'll be back at 8 DDF. At 8 DDF.
Currently connected to CMN network.
Yeah, I tried to find a repeater for the CMN, because you guys are linked to CMN, close to me, but there isn't one. And I tried the IRA network, because I can reach that on the mobile radio out of Battle Creek. They have a tower in Kalamazoo, but the antenna's broke. And they have a not official linked repeater in Ann Arbor, but Matt couldn't quite reach that one. So I haven't quite found a way to reach back across the state through the repeaters, but Echolink works, and that's what I use in the mornings, as I talk to Matt down on the DOT repeater almost every day.
Copy that. Is there decent activity over there for the amateur stuff? Like, is there a decent repeater network, or is it just kind of a couple?
Nope. Nothing over here. There's repeaters around, but the networks all stop at Kalamazoo, and even that one is, like I say, it's slim pickings. There's a repeater in about 30 miles from me, but nobody ever uses it. It's actually pretty dead over here. I was actually kind of disappointed that there isn't anything. The southwest corner of Michigan isn't covered at all.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that. We said it the other day. We're pretty spoiled with how much activity and how many machines are over on this side of the state. But I am surprised that there's nothing over there. I mean, I guess Grand Rapids is kind of a bigger area, but even I went to Grand Rapids and visited my buddy 2 or 3 years ago, and I was able to hit repeaters pretty much the entire way there. And then when I got there, there was stuff everywhere, but I've never really ventured to the southwest side of the state.
Well, it's disappointing to me as well, because, you know, being an amateur rookie in the business, and just trying to get established, and you get over here and there's nothing. There's no radio clubs. I haven't ran into any nets, and all of my activity's been on the Echolink, which I'm grateful for, but, you know, it's still not using a radio. I think it'd be really neat if I could reach from Reach Radio to over there to listen in and talk to you guys, but it just isn't going to happen, and cost of putting up my own repeater is just astronomical. So somebody talked about an all-star node, but that's not really the same in my mind as, you know, an actual repeater.
I have the same school of thought. I like using a radio. I like using RF. All-star is good to pinch. For the longest time out by me, I didn't have really anything, so I had to use a all-star node, and then I put up a big antenna and I was able to do RF, but I'm with you. I'd much rather just grab my microphone in the truck and then talk to whatever is in the area. Are you a general, or you just have your tech?
No, I'm general. I got my general right before I moved.
Sounds like you're going to become a big HF guy then, if you want to play some radio.
KF8FSO, yeah, you're probably right, but I'm, you know, I just bought the house over here and trying to get all settled in and stuff, and I'm, you can't buy into an HF radio for $250 like you did with UHF, you know, so it's just kind of on the back burner, and then some of it is, like I say, just the lack of response over here. I know HF isn't really for local, but it's a little discouraging, but it's coming at some point. I've already plotted out. I got a big tree out front that I can put an antenna in and stuff, so. And I think I can persuade Matt to come over and help me dial it in, so. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's all on the money right now.
That is a fact. I don't know, I'd say you're every bit of $500 to $800 for cost entry. I mean, you can find some decent used rigs, but my advice is if you want to do local stuff, make sure you got an 80-meter antenna. It should be fine. You'll be able to work Michigan. There was a group of us that used to do that. Not too often, but we'd get out there and screw around on 80. It was a good time. But, yeah, get yourself a 100-watt radio and a long wire.
Well, part of my delay is it's the surprise cost. Because, oh, I need a radio. Oh, I need an antenna. Oh, you need an antenna tuner. Oh, by the way, you're going to need this. Oh, by the way, you're going to need that. And then pretty soon your $1,500 budget turns into $3,000 just to get going. I have a knack for that.
Yeah, this is a hobby where things spiral quickly. My advice would just be buy a 100-watt radio, like a FT710 or a 7300 or 7300 Mark II or something like that. It's got the tuner built into it. And then get yourself an NFED half-wave. If you got the room, get the full-length, like, 133-foot wire. It's a resonant antenna, so you'll hardly need the antenna tuner unless you jump into, I think it's 17 and, no, what's the other band? There's another band in there that needs to be tuned. I can't remember which one. 60, maybe? What else? But, yeah, that'll kind of get you on the air. You're, I don't know, $800-ish for a 710 when they're on sale, and then you're about another 150 for the NFED half-wave. And then the coax, so depending on how much coax you need, that's another thing. But that'll get you at least up and running, and it'll do you well. That's all I use, and I worked all 50 states with an ICOM 7300 and a Nelson NFED half-wave off of eBay.
Yeah, I'm just uneducated just enough that I wish that, I wish there was a place where you could just go in and type in what you want to do, and it gives you this pre-packaged kit. You know, this is everything that you need to do to get yourself rolling. And but you know, I got a lot of people around I talk to, you know, you guys, and Matt's been really good, and a lot of it spins my head a little bit still, because I don't have the electronic mind that most of you guys have. I'm a mechanical guy, so I just take in what everybody's saying and just try to absorb what I can, but it'll come sooner or later, just not going to be real soon.
I was just going to say, it'll come. When I got my general, I really didn't know much, if anything, honestly. I kind of just figured it out as I went. It was a good time learning it. Now, I don't want to say HF is second nature to UHF, VHF, but the intimidation factor of, oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing is gone. And then now it's, keeping an eye on the conditions and am I going to be able to work the station kind of stuff, because I'm only running 10 watts. So that's another avenue you could eventually go down is QRP, which makes things way more difficult but way more compact.
Yeah, I'm kind of a dummy when it comes to that digital packet yet, so. The digital mode, DMR, stuff like that. I'm still just trying to figure out the radio part. So. But I'm having fun with it. It turned out to be a little more, I don't know if a little more, but it's turned out to be more fun than I thought it was going to be when Matt pushed me into into going and getting the test, you know. So it's pretty neat. I mean, I've talked to people in Thailand and Japan and, you know, just through net conferences. I've been around the world once.
Were you a GMRS guy or a CV guy before this?
No. We did CV in high school, and I drove a truck for a few years, so I did CV on there, you know. And had a big radio for that, but I wouldn't consider myself a, you know, deep into it, but I had fun with CV.
At ADBF. The reason I ask is I wasn't a radio guy either before I got my tech. It really started as a joke or a bet. I had a cop buddy who said, you know, everyone at his department was failing the test. They couldn't get their license. I'm like, there's no way it's that hard. So I went out and got it just to be spiteful. And then I bought a radio. I'm like, well, I got the license. I might as well buy a radio and see what this is all about. And then that was it. It was downhill from there. I was hooked. And I don't know, what was that, 2022? So 4 years later, I'm still active. I took about a year off after I had my third kid. I just needed a little break. Didn't have time for much. But now I'm back at it full force and really enjoying it. So I was kind of the same way. Like, didn't have any background or anything. And then you jump into it, you're like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then you meet a ton of cool people, which is the other perk.
Well, I think in reality, the test scares people. Because there's a lot of stuff on that test, a lot of knowledge that currently I'm not going to use. And I did try to take the amateur extra one time, and I put that back. I knew I wasn't going to pass that. So I think the test scares people off. Makes it look a lot more technical than it is, although it can be.
I like to think of the test as a good safety net to people that don't need to be here. It keeps them out. And then the people that actually want to be here, they have to apply themselves a little. And I respect and appreciate that because you said you're not a GMRS guy, but you can pay the $35 and go buy a radio and go over there and you can see what a shenanigan that is.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right there. One of the things I had to adapt to is I use a app called Zello to talk to my buddy in Florida, and it's just like a big walkie-talkie. But using the Echolink, you got to be careful because I say things on the Zello app through the phone that I wouldn't say on the Echolink.
Oh, trust me. I talk like a sailor in real life, and then I get out of the air and I got to have etiquette. And it's the same thing. My buddies and I would use Zello for work or, you know, just whatever, and it was a free-for-all, and then you jump on the air, and it's prim and proper. I mean, there was no one around here is by the book, you know, white glove, but there's definitely a lot more etiquette over the air than, at least on the GMRS side, and it's definitely on the private side, you know. There's no phone call with your friends.
Yeah, guys talk different when nobody's listening, don't they? Oh, that's for sure. All right, well, I'm getting my coffee. I got to get my day started. I'm here at the establishment, so I got to work on some diesels today, so I'm going to smell good by the end of the day. So I appreciate the information and the conversation, and we'll talk to you on the next trip. KF8 FSO Final 73.
Anytime. Good talking to you. Good talking to everything over there, and I'm sure I'll catch you another morning out here. KF8 FSO from that ATDS 73.
Hey, GMR.
Holy crap, I haven't talked to you on the air in like a month.
Yeah, I've been trying to get some stuff done. All that good stuff. How you been?
Been alright. Still trying to kick your ass, lingering congestion in my chest. How you feeling?
Better. Yeah, I don't know if it was, something I ate or I don't know what was going on, but wasn't good, but hopefully it's past me now. So, got a question for you. I was messing around trying to do some DMR. Well, last night I turned it on for the hotspot, and the I think it was where it says like the DMR master, the Brandmeister. It was all in the red. I couldn't connect to it. It would connect right away, go green, and then all of a sudden, like 5 seconds later, stay red, and it's been red ever since. Didn't know if you had any thoughts.
The first thing I always tell people is check when they get like connection issues like that to the Brandmeister servers is sign in your Brandmeister account and double check your hotspot password. I don't know where that's at on the software you're using, but on the open spot, I actually have to enter in the Brandmeister hotspot password. I forgot what they call it, but you generate the key within your Brandmeister account. Sometimes that expires or gets broken, and then if you reset that, you usually fix it.
Yeah, I thought I did that a couple of times last night. I really wasn't putting much effort into it because it was late, and I was getting ready to head in, but I'll look at it again today. Yeah, I just thought it was weird. Like, I haven't used it. I think the last time it was on was, like, I don't know, a week ago maybe, and everything was fine, did nothing different, and went to test it last night, and it was wouldn't connect. So, but I can see it's connecting on the dashboard, you know, when I key up, but it's just not going through to the network.
Stupid question, but have you tried rebooting it?
Yeah, rebooted it a couple times. Did a, you know, couple updates to make sure maybe it needed an update. Ran the updates a few times, rebooted it, checked the password, double-checked the password. And like I said, as soon as it would reboot, everything would be green. And then after, like, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, it would just, and I wouldn't even key it up or do anything. It would just go red. And it was just the Brandmeister, the DMR master area. Everything else was still green.
When you get home, send me a screenshot of your, the dashboard is in your Brandmeister connection settings. And I'll give it a once over. I haven't messed with that stuff in a couple years though, but they all operate generally the same.
Okay, yeah, I'm heading into work. I brought it, and hopefully get some time I can plug it in and double-check it. I even tried reflashing a new SD card and resetting it up, and same thing. So I didn't know if something was going on with the network or, you know, if it was something on my end. But I will, like I said, I'm heading into work. I'll try getting it up and keep messing with it today a little more. And when I do, I'll send you a screenshot of it.
All right, so even with Arena is doing it, I would say it's got to be Brandmeister related. I don't know if it'd be something with your account or what. Is your DMR ID correct in there? Yeah, that's, huh. I would check, too, on Brandmeister, the last herd, to see if when you key up, if it shows anything. Yeah, it is weird. There's so many little things that have to be perfect for those things to work.
Yeah, so the last, I checked that last night also. The last key up is showing on the 6th. So what is that, like almost, a week ago. And when I key up, I can see it on the dashboard, but nothing shows on the last herd.
Your main connection.
All right, next question. Have you tried any other servers or talk groups besides MI5?
I think somebody was trying to jump in there. I couldn't hear. It was a double, but I did. So I was just testing like the Parrot just to see if I could connect, and nothing. It wouldn't come back.
Just make sure your master group is US3104. That could be it there.
right, Master Group 3104. I'll double check that. I think I was 3102, maybe. I'll have to double check when I pull it back up, but I will give that a shot. Thank you. 3104 is US East, isn't it? Go again, Dakota. I didn't hear the last part. I didn't know if you were talking to me. Oh, God, I was just talking aloud. It says 3104 is US East for Brandmeister, I thought. I could be wrong, though. But, yeah, double-check that. I know that's, I think that's the one you have to use for MI5, but if you're connecting to Parrot, I don't think that matters, but who knows? Yeah, I don't know. It's probably something simple. I just thought it was strange that everything's been working for a while, ever since I set it up, and then it's been working good. And then all of a sudden last night, the master was in the red. So I do think I was on, and since I set it up, I think I was on the 3102 maybe. So I'll double check that. And like I said, hopefully play around a little today and see if I can get it back up and running. Yeah, let me know if you need a test. I got my Motorola, but I don't have a handheld, so it'll have to be on the commute home or later this evening. But, yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure the only time you and I have used your hotspot to talk on DMR was private call, and I don't think that necessarily matters. I could be wrong, though.
KTKGL.
Morning, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're using an open spot, it's got to be 3104. Same thing, Dakota. I'm not sure about PiStar, but 3102 or 3103, you'll get in, but it'll kick you out as well. But 3104 is the one that you want to use.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's probably my problem, man, because it let me in, and it's been working for a little while, and then all of a sudden, it kicked me out. So I will, and I know for sure I was 3102. Two, I believe. So, and it's a, just a, what is it, the WPSD, the pie hat I'm using.
Connected
yeah,
to CNN Network.
Network.
Well, there you go. I think it's been narrowed down. So, there's your first thing to check. Hopefully that's it. Yeah, I'll definitely change that and check that. Hopefully that's it, because I was kind of enjoying it. But on that note, I just pulled up to work, so I'm going to actually try to get in. I'm a little early. Maybe I can get in and try to reset this up before the day starts. So I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. And Dakota, I will I'll send you a text later and let you know if I got it up and running and maybe test on the way home or whatever. But this is K8TMR.
All right, Phil. I'll talk to you. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, have a good one, Bill. Yeah, good luck on that, but I think that's where your problem is sitting, is the master needs to be 3104. I think you'll be okay after that. Have a great one. KCKJ.
Tom, I don't know what radio you're on, but your gain seems like it's super light.
Oh, I'm on the Richmond Tower. I was just talking a little bit quieter. And I'm on my Yaesu. How about now?
Sound a little more like you. You're crystal clear. You just had low audio compared to Phil. I had to turn you up. Speaking of Yaesus, if you know anyone in the ARPSC group, I'm selling my STM-150 with a 2x4. I just took it out of my truck yesterday.
You didn't want to wake up the people in Richmond.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
W8RCY, good morning, gentlemen. I'm sitting here at Enterprise waiting to return my rental.
Good morning, Donald. I am turning into my driveway here at work. If people would stop flying, I don't know what the hell people's deal is today, but everyone's doing 100. But I'm in my office here. I got one, maybe two more in me.
I was in Chesterfield, Madison Heights, Royal Oak, and I was coming in New Haven for the breakfast, and I was traveling from New Haven out to Royal Oak to go see Mike, the repeater owner on the GMRS Troy repeater because of his newborn. Well, it was a he was born, what, 3 months premature, and now she's like nine, you know, full term in a few weeks, so on and so forth. So I stopped by the hospital and see them, and I crossed 94, or I crossed Hall Road from 94 out to basically Woodward, and oh my God, I'm doing 75. I think the speed limit is, I think, 55, 60 maybe, and cars were passing me yesterday. I could not believe the craziness on Hall Road and M59.
I had people zooming up on me, and all of a sudden they saw the lights on the top, and they slowed down real fast. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't drive slow, and I was even today like, what the hell are you people on? But I am back into my spot. I'm going to jump out of here, but I will catch you guys this afternoon. Everyone have a good day. NADF.
I got to jump.
Copy. Enjoy your day. Don't work too hard on a Monday for sure.
I'll talk to you soon. Good morning, Donald.
You know, I don't, I mean, I don't have a car because of my disability. I've maintained my driver's license in the event that I do have to drive. The little woman had too much wine at the party. Whatever the case may be, but and I do run a vehicle like once a month for a day. But the little bit that I drive, I don't miss it. I mean, like I said, I'm going with the flow of traffic on M59 from 94 out towards Woodward, and I just cannot believe people were just passing me like I'm standing still, and I go, oh my gosh, are these people that crazy? You're not 94 from New Haven down to M59. I'm, you know, speed limit 70, and I had the crew set at like 72, and people were just flying by me. And as I got past, normally I get off at 23, and I had to go down to Hall Road M59, but I passed a guy who hit the center median on the eastbound side. I believe it was right underneath 21 Mile Road, and some guy in a pickup truck on the westbound side stopped to help the guy, but he hit it hard. I mean, you could see door jam, doors like fly open and hoods crushed, the nose is crushed. Didn't get a good look at it, but oh my gosh. And it's just, people are just going too fast these days, for sure. W8RCY, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. I got to clean my truck out here so my coworker can get in the passenger seat. He's dropping his off here at the dealership. I'll talk to you soon. KTKJO.
Do you have to clean out the radio space so he can get in, or is it the boxes of donuts and munchies and drinks and everything else, that kind of stuff that you got to clean out? It's one or the other. It could be both. All right. You sir, have a great day, and like I said, I'm sitting here with a box of donuts for the guys at Enterprise because they do take care of me, and I'm tempting to open the box, but I won't. Great seeing you yesterday. All the best. W8RCY, we are clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, B1.
W8FU.
You're early.
I was early. Been inside, got my day started, now I gotta run downtown.
Downtown, downtown?
Downtown. Do 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 do.
That's the
secret code for Lafayette Coney Island Coney Dog Run.
Not that downtown.
What other downtown is there?
Well, there's a lot of downtowns. In this particular circumstance, I'm going to downtown Mount Clemens. And there's downtown Pontiac, there's downtown Flint, there's downtown, hell, there's even downtown whatever puddle jump you live in.
Well, you're already in downtown Mount Clemens.
No, I'm right on the, as a matter of fact, the road in front of my shop is the border between Mount Clemens and Clinton Township.
Does that make it the outskirts?
You could say that.
I guess somebody else can.
W8RCY, I just walked in the door and I heard that and I was thinking going down downtown Lafayette Coney Island Run.
There are a lot of really good places downtown. I would have a hard time. If I was going downtown, it would be between Lafayette, Coney Island, and geez, Lapitas. Man, I'd have a hard time picking. I haven't been to Lapitas in a while, but I haven't been to Lafayette in a while either. Good grief, that would be a tough call.
I don't know if I've been to Lafayette or American. Maybe.
That's so sad. All right, I gotta jump out here. I'm at my destitution. Oh, am I going to get any parking here? What the hell? Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, right in front of the sheriff's van. All right, I'll be back. W.S.
So you're the boss of the town. You just park wherever you want.
W.8RCY. Now what to do for the rest of the day? I can still see the chiropractor. I'm back early enough. We'll see. He'll be here in a half hour. But all the running around I did this morning in the last 90 minutes, I could probably use the chiropractor. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
Connected to CMN Network.
It's significantly more than the website, you know, and, I mean,
And she says, she goes, yeah, she goes, we don't do first class anymore. I said, no, I go, I did quick shipping on the website, and why is this more expensive? You know, here I realize now I've asked the question over $1.75, you know, and so now I'm quickly realizing that, you know, this isn't worth the effort. You know, but I keep asking her why, when I did click ship on the website, why is it here, you know, almost $2 more expensive to ship it, you know, which is a pretty big percentage considering. And she keeps answering them about them not doing first class anymore. I'm like, yeah, but I was on your website. I followed all the instructions. I answered everything perfectly, and it was $2 cheaper. It has nothing to do with first class at all. You know, so, but I finally I just said, you know what, there's other people online here, just forget it, here, take my money.
Ah, she won! You let her win! Yeah, that is frustrating. Okay, so it was $2, but still, you're right, it's a percentage. It was, you know, 25 to 40%, depending on how you look at it, you know. Yeah, it was like about a 30% difference. 30% is a lot. You know, you go to ship a package and it's going to be $50, you know, and then they tell you it's going to be $65. I'm like, well, wait a minute. So, a worthy question to ask. Unfortunately, you didn't get a good answer. Sorry your Monday started out like that.
It's because when you use their website, you get access to the commercial rate, not the public residential normal rate. So you get the 20, it's usually 20 or 30% discounted rate by using the website, because then you're not dealing with the staff, FYI.
And that would have been a perfectly acceptable answer, and I would have had no problem with that. My frustration was she was answering a question that I wasn't asking.
It's because she's not allowed to tell you that.
Well, it's a shame because if I'm shipping something or if I have the choice to request a shipper, I generally will opt for the post office. It's arguably, it's usually it's a few bucks cheaper, you know, a little bit cheaper, or oftentimes maybe the same price. But, I don't know, there's just something about, I feel patriotic patronizing the post office rather than a private enterprise. But that doesn't always work, and that's not the way they want you to do it. Capitalism, late stage, near final stage capitalism, we got to destroy the post office.
Well, they want you to do it online so that you don't bother their staff. That's the kicker. So they're incentivizing you to do the effort of weighing it, measuring it, packaging it, putting the label on yourself, and just throwing it at them versus having them ring it up on the terminal and all that. That's the kicker.
Well, that's fine. And I'm happy. You know what? I'm the type of person that I'd rather just go to the counter and say, like, all right, if it's going to be a little bit more, fine, I'll pay for it. But
I guess
transparency would be helpful. Anyway, good morning, Fred.
Why? Because I would have. The reason I went there is in the past.
I heard everything you said, Don. I'm good too.
Being a little bit better deal by going in. You know that I didn't get a good deal when I did it online. So that's why I went.
I know, right?
Because I had it all calculated out. I was ready to hit the button, print label. And I said, I'll just run it in, drop it off. And then when it was, you know, almost a couple bucks more, I was like, what the hell? So, whatever. It's done. It's off. I'm going to cry over. Sure, just shy of $2. It's just the principle of paying. But I get it.
Well, let me see if I got it. We doubled briefly at the beginning, but I mentioned something about I always tend to opt to do the post office over the third party, you know, private companies. Just, it feels patriotic. But right now, late-stage capitalism is incentivizing us to burn down the post office. So, anyway. On an unrelated note, did we figure out who the the lid was that kept putting the APRS packet beacon on the repeater, because I was driving home from the airport at 11:30 last night, and I heard it clear as could be.
Magically, ever since I said something this morning, and, and turned on the decoder, it stopped, magically.
Oh, was it going all weekend? I was out of town for a few days.
Yep, been going since at least Saturday. Could have been Friday, I'm not sure, but it's been going all weekend. And don't be so sure, because I heard periods where it was gone. I think the guy just flipped frequencies. Don't be surprised if it don't come back, so be ready. All right, I just pulled back in the lot. I'll be back on from inside in a few minutes. W8FU.
Well, I got it still on, so we're good there. It's just I turned you guys out because I've been working. Actually, I submitted my taxes this morning. It hurt. They didn't use lube as normal, so I'm kind of, yeah.
I have not heard from my accountant yet on my taxes. I have my tax person do it because my tabs are a mess. Not a mess, they're just complicated with 1099s and being self-employed and business deductions. I'm like, I could do this, but I don't want to. And for a few hundred dollars, I know that it's done right and all the new, every time the rules change, she's on it. So. But I haven't heard from her. I would have thought I might because, like, I have to write a check here in a couple of days. And find things and mail it. Oh, well.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And I appreciate that network. Yeah, I did mine a couple weeks ago, but I didn't want to submit it. It hurt. I'm like, I'm not going to. So I waited. Well, I didn't wait till tomorrow, but at least I did it. I submitted them this morning and, you know, did the direct deposit for the, you know, because I got it, we owe, and just, yeah, 1099 and deductions and all that other crap still doesn't make up for somebody screwing up somebody's W-2s, but, yeah, so I didn't want to give them any money any quicker than I had to.
Yeah, I paid quarterlies this year based on last year's estimate, and for better or for worse, you know, it was a much better year than expected, so I could have upped the quarterlies knowing later in the year that it was going to be significantly short, and I chose the safe harbor 110%, whatever that thing is, and now I'll just wait till I paid what they told me to pay, and so now I'm going to have to write a check, or actually three checks, but whatever. The city charges income tax here. But anyway, almost to the office, but not much else to add.
Well, Michelle's company went from a publicly traded company to a private company, so she got, you're working for a whole new thing, and yeah, they didn't set up her withholding right, so they didn't take any federal out of her. So even though I have the quarterly for the 1099 stuff, I got shocked by that. And then they said, oh yeah, you're going to have to pay a fee because you didn't pay enough on your quarterlies. And I'm like, because I didn't. All right, I had to go pee. I've drank all my water, my white drink, and my chocolate milk already since 7 o'clock. And now I gotta go pee. I'll be back. W's.
Alrighty. I have my chocolate protein drink here in the car and my coffee at the office when I get there in just a few minutes. Alright. Nice chatting. See you later. C-A-B-B.
W-A-B-D, en route to Montgomery.
heading towards the airport via way Sean's place. Thunderstorms all across the Midwest, and I get to fly this morning.
Well, do be safe. I just got back in last night, an uneventful flight, fortunately. Where are you going?
That ever-exciting town of St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going for work, so to In-N-Out thing. I go there, they wine and dine us. They excessively wine and dine us, which is the biggest reason I go. The next day, they tell us about all the new products and all the wonderful things they're going to do for us. And about 5 o'clock, they say, the buses are out there. Go over to the airport, have fun. And then I looked at the weather forecast, and from here to there, it's red for the next day or two. So I thought, oh, boy. So I brought some extra clothes, extra provisions, just in case.
Yeah, there could be delays. I was actually delayed getting, I was just from Chicago to Detroit last night, so it wasn't exactly a long flight, but there was a delay in the departure because the plane, when it landed, there was some maintenance that it needed that they weren't expecting, and that was, you know, 45 minutes late boarding, so 45 minutes late takeoff, and a short flight, so there's only so much they can do to make up the time, there's only so fast you can fly. It was a late night, anyhow. Well, do have fun. That sounds enjoyable. I am just pulling up to my office, so I'm going to head in and pretend I have a job. Catch you later. WAVD-K8BB.
Very good. We'll have to talk about the joys of flying again. I got to tell you about some of the perks that I got nowadays. WA Victor Delta.
W8FSM, W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
W8FU, this is K8RUH, Triangle 7.
Hey, hey, what's shaking? What a fine day.
Yep, I had to roll up the windows to chat with you. I'm on 696 and had the windows down. It was pretty nice.
I don't know what made me think of that. I was just thinking about where you're heading, and I gotta call my kids because I either need to swing by there on the way home from work, or if they're gonna be there, I'm gonna probably go home, change, get in my car, and then go over there later. Let me make a phone call. Sorry, there'll be 8FU.
No problem. Don't forget to stop at Wally's.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, I think we have got it figured out.
Yeah, are you going now or are you going later?
Well, the kids got gymnastics over in my neck of the woods, like 18 Mile and Mound. So, it sounds like my daughter takes my granddaughter to the early session. Around 5:36, and then my son-in-law takes my grandson about 7 to his session. So I'm going to either meet them or shoot by. I might shoot over there before they leave, and that way I can go to the Kroger there on Kirchival because they always got the Topo Chico I like. With the weather warming up, I like to have some nice ice-cold Topo Chico in the fridge. And then maybe stop at El Charo's on the way home. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Boy, it sounds like you have your evening figured out. I like it.
But we'll see when I get home. Bounce it off the XYL and see if my plans change.
Right? Your plan is only as good as the actual decision maker, right?
The good thing is that I know her secret weapon. I know the secret weapon, her button. I can already tell you it's probably going to be go pick it up at their place, because if I suggest an El Charo's for dinner, stopping at the one there in the Shores, there's zero possibility that gets a downvote.
Absolutely. That's always a good move. We ate there Friday. It was as good as always.
Yep. I don't know what kind of Mexican it is. It's not the most authentic from what I'm told. I wouldn't call it Tex-Mex. Wouldn't call it definitely not street tacos, but you know what it is? It's good.
That's right. It qualifies under delicious.
You know, the same could be said for just about anything. You know, it's there's the American version, and then there's the original. Like, I've heard all sorts of wives' tales about what pizza is or was or should be. Spaghetti, et cetera, you know, so I don't know that any of the dishes we make here resemble anything of the dishes that you might have found in the native lands.
Yep, I would imagine everything's been Americanized and added things to make them even more tasty.
And supersized.
Don't forget about that, and add a tablespoon of sugar to go along with it.
I don't know if my son-in-law wanted to go to the Sheets there at 12 and Mound. He suggested that as a meetup place, but I think he was just trying to, you know, he's got to go right by there because he's going to take their, you know, where they're coming from, and he's got to go to 18 and Mound to their gymnastics, so he'll get off at Mound and take that north. So I don't know if he was just picking that because it was the most convenient for me, or did he actually want to go there?
Well, he's got one closer than that now. They just opened one at 9 Mile and 94. So he, if he just wants to go, there's a closer one to home.
Oh, okay. You guys got one too, 9 and 94. I'm trying to picture what was there. Wasn't anything remarkable there from what I remember. There's a little like Amoco or something on the southeast corner. Then I can't quite put my finger on anything else around there. Wasn't there kind of a strip mall on the southwest corner?
There is a Speedway gas station on the southwest corner, and it is right next to the Speedway gas station.
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. Is the Speedway in a price war with them? Are they down there like that 350 mark?
You know, I don't pay a whole lot of attention. I think they are in a price war with them. But I rarely get off the expressway at 9 Mile, so I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the gas prices over there.
I think I told you my plan. It was RPAD, WYM out here kind of brought it up. I thought that's a damn good idea. You know, Myers is right across, you know, right kitty corner from the new one by me. And so, of course, Myers gas station is in, you know, price war with them. Well, not a price war, but they're matching price. But then you go to the Meijer and you get to use all your Meijer points. So, you know, I went in there yesterday. It was $345.9 because, you know, that's the Sheets price. And then I had, you know, 5,000 points, 4,500 of which were about ready to expire. So just in time, I got 50 more cents off a gallon and, you know, got it down to under $3, $295.9 a gallon. So if, I don't know, if, so the guys were saying, you know, the Speedways have some similar rewards kind of a thing going, but they said the one at 12 and Mound wasn't playing the match game. So I don't know about the one over there. But again, just food for thought, if one goes in near some place that you normally get gas from that would fight with them and you got any kind of like points, like a Kroger's or anything like that, worth noting that you could get the discount plus your points.
WIM.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Go ahead, breaking station.
Oh no, I done broke it. A couple of things real quick. First of all, the Speedway by the new Sheets does match. And secondly, I was going to, I heard you going to meet one of the kids or something at the new Sheets there. I was going to suggest maybe against that, just because it's so crowded, especially during rush hour. It'd be hard to get in and out of cleanly. You might want to pick a different spot along Mound. Just something to chew on. Over to RUH, and I'll bow out. WIM.
All right. Hey, thanks for the info. And, Sean, I'm going to hop out here to... I am getting out and making a quick stop, so I will. I'll be back in a little bit. If you're around, I'll catch up with you. If not, have a good evening and your travels. KE8RUH.
Yeah, all right, Anthony. I'll be in here for another 10-15 minutes on my way home, but we'll catch you at some point. I'll probably be in your neck of the woods later on, for what it's worth. And RPAD, yeah, I definitely took advantage of that. I think I was telling you I took advantage of it to the tune of 296, 295.9, so that was cool. And then they came up this morning on whether they were matching at Speedway, so that's good to know. So we got an answer to that question. And, yeah, I didn't really suggest we meet there, but I think my son-in-law did just because, you know, he thought it was the absolute closest point he'd be passing, you know, on his travels to my house, that maybe he wanted to check it out. But yeah, I got need to be down in their neck of the woods. I've got to, I want to go to the Kroger's in Gross Point, because they always got that Topo Chico I like and the flavor I like, so nowhere else I go has it. Or if I find it, it's like the price is all jacked up. So the Kroger there on Kirchville has usually got the flavor I want, and they got a pretty good price on it. So I think I'm going to go there, pick up the, my granddaughter broke her little, she's got this little storybook thing that plugs in the USB-C, and the kids dropped it and they broke it, so I gotta fix it. It's her favorite little thing. So I gotta go pick that up, do some shopping, and then maybe do an El Charro run for Mama, because that's her favorite. So I kinda got it all planned out. I think the sheets was just kinda tossed out there because he thought it'd be convenient for me.
Puffy tacos. And it's been some years since I've had one of them. Might have to make the trip to Fraser one of these days. So, all right, that's cool. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. It might not be the best idea to meet there during rush hour, especially since they just opened. Maybe a couple months down the road after things calm down. If I remember correctly, the sheets on Van Dyke, I was just by it today. I think it was $354. Anyway, I am out. 7-3 old man, WIDM.
Ooh, if that's the case, they raised it a dime since yesterday. Yesterday it was 345.9. So, oh well. Things ain't getting any better in the Gulf, so. Or I should say the Straits. All right, later. WAFU.
Connected to CMN Network.
NABS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, WAQPT.
How's it going, Captain?
It's going. How you doing?
Just getting out of work, heading up north.
That's a good thing, heading up north, I guess, unless you're going there for work, but it's still okay.
I guess you can't call it up north yet. I'm headed north. I'm headed home.
Oh, I got you. You're headed north, headed home, okay.
I mean, where I'm at, it's kind of like living up north, so. I don't know if you can really call it up north yet. Sounds like if you are up north, they'll be flooded right now.
Yeah, I guess that Sheboygan Dam was like 12 inches from the top this morning, which is just crazy. And then the Alcona Dam upstream of that, full flow. Asaba River one, same way. It's just crazy. I mean, I know we had a bunch of rain a couple of years ago up there, but, like, this is, like, nuts.
I remember a few weeks ago they got 4 feet of snow up there, so they got all that melted off, so that's where the bulk of this is coming from. So, yeah, I saw the Asaba, the one gauge was the record on it was, like, 6.9 feet. And they're predicting it to go up to 10 feet. Like, you know, we're just blowing these records out of the water.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. And then watch, Lake St. Clair will have low water this year.
Yeah, that's what my parents are saying. They went out to the marina this weekend and just said the water's super low. Probably all stuck in the flowing out of the snow melt still.
Yeah, I don't think there's any ice coming down the St. Clair River anymore, though. So, I don't know what would be doing it. I know the boats are out there fishing already, and usually most of the guys don't go out there until they're not dodging icebergs anymore. So, strange. I got a theory that there's like a big volcanic crack that opened up in one of the Great Lakes, and it swallowed water. And then my other theory is there might be an underwater volcano that's erupting, but it's so deep, like in Lake Superior, that it erupts and a whole bunch of lava forms, and then that's when the lake levels go up quicker than normal. So I don't know if that theory is worth anything, but, man, it sure kind of makes sense to me.
Well, I know that lake level has to flow. Dredging out the marina just so they can get boats in or out of them because it was so low. All depends on what the year the weather is doing.
Roger that. Historically, it's got like a 7-year cycle. It goes high water, then low water, and high water, low water. But that 7-year cycle has changed to dip them levels 1 year and then them levels the next year. The low levels, 1 year, and the high levels the next year. So something's going on, and I can't see it. It's a bunch of rain because all that stuff dumping in now has got to be raising the whole Great Lakes. Maybe not, a whole bunch, but, man, take a lot of water in the Great Lakes to literally raise them all, 10 inches.
Yeah, we'll see when summer hits what it looks like. Imagine all that water's got to be flowing somewhere. But, I don't know.
You're starting to get a little choppy into the repeater. I mean, I can still make it out, but it's getting choppy.
Yeah, I'm getting towards the end of the rope on this one.
Yep, I didn't make that one out. I don't know. You said you're going north. Are you anywhere near Richmond? There's a repeater there. You might be somewhere totally different, though.
Your signal. How do I sound in the machine?
Sounding okay. Am I a little bit better now or no?
I think you sounded better the first time. You got a little picket fencing right now. It sound good. You're in there.
All right, this is KF8S on UMP.
Yeah, you're in there pretty solid. I'm on the M2 Pro right now.
M2 Pro at your house?
Yep. Yep. At the house. I'm getting ready to leave here in about 10 minutes. PT, and I'll be in the car. But probably won't work too good in the car.
Yeah, you're in there, but you're really quiet. You know, your signal's really low, quiet.
Well, for me, the 2.6 is coming in a lot better, so I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, the UMP works better. I'm at 24 in Card. Just drove by Gary's house.
Yeah, I might be stopping over there later after PT. I'm not sure. See if he's available.
He can just drop off the stuff if it's not available, I guess. Or does he owe you money?
Okay, I'll be back I'll be back a little bit later going to PT. Talk to you later. WADAP. I'll catch you on Fox.
Alrighty,
have fun. Can't fade us. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo. Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Listen.
How's it going, Phil? Good. Is that right?
Yep, yep. Just heading home.
Alright, I'm just heading out to dinner with the boys and bowling. So, the end season's coming to a close. More weeks left.
Yeah, it's a winter sport, isn't it? Stepdad is a big bowler, and he's falling apart. He can't do it right now. He's got to get all his parts replaced first.
Yeah, that's an issue I had. I had some surgery and couldn't bowl for most of the year. They go from September through April, and I've only been bowling since middle of January.
Yeah, both my mom and my stepdad are looking at back surgery, and then my stepdad needs to get his hip replaced, so he's got to swap out a bunch of parts, apparently.
Yeah, it's getting old and stuff is for the birds, I might have to have back surgery, too. I got some spinal stenosis going on, which I've been dealing with injections up to now. I think I've reached the limit of that. So I just had an MRI a week ago. I'm waiting for the doctor to review it, see what she says.
Doesn't sound like fun. Part of the deal, I guess.
Yeah, but it does amaze me, though, that they have ability to fix things that normally, not that long ago, you had to live with for the rest of your life. Or put a short end to your life. amazing what they can do. I'm sure another 50 years, so they probably will just have to replace some parts off the shelf.
It'll suck being the last person to die of natural causes.
Yeah, I often think about that,
you know, if they could just have held on for another little time, they could have fixed whatever it was. But they couldn't. Oh, well. Hey, how's it going, Sean? Over to you and back to life.
Not too bad.
Over here at
Harper and Cashew. Going to visit the kids and grandkids and do a little shopping and get some carry out. So just out and about on a beautiful, it can't be 84. Is that true? Is it 84? That's what the car's telling me.
I got 77 in the Great White North, so I would think you're predicting 74, but I don't know if it would suck that bad to die of natural causes, because it won't matter to you. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, 76 here. Of course, did you get your car on? You know, you gotta, of course, wait for it to settle. My wife does that all the time. You just pull out of the garage and she goes, it's 68 degrees. Said, when it's really on 60-something. Said, no, that's what it was in the garage.
No, that's just that. I've been out here on the road for quite a while. It's stabilized at 84. But I'm down in the city, so, you know, there is that.
Yeah, sometimes the sun's beating out of the fence where you get off readings or they put it in a stupid spot where you start getting engine heat.
I always wonder where the sensor is. Is it like behind the radiator or behind the grill? Where they put that sucker? Seems like that would make the most sense. But I don't know if, I mean, I guess wind shouldn't really affect the temperature reading. That's more of a, what do they call that? feel like, but that shouldn't affect the sensor. You know where they put them? Sean, go ahead.
No idea. I would imagine, you know, well, I think out under the hood, but then, you know, there's a lot of heat generated out under the hood, so if they do that, they'd have to find a way to insulate it from that. So I really don't know. Ah, well. If only we knew a guy that worked in the auto industry.
I work in the wrong department for that. I was just thinking the same thing. I don't know 100%. I mean, it might depend on the car, too, but I thought I remember they were in the side mirrors, but I could be totally wrong. I don't know. I could just make stuff up.
Yeah, it sounds like a question for Google. So, to me, it seems like it'd be like in the forward part of the engine compartment in the fender, maybe, you know, so it's protected from the wind and stuff. Maybe near a headlight or something. Maybe a little lower. I don't know. If I had it designed that, where would I put it? I guess that's what I would do.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, no matter what you do in the car environment, you're going to have either the heat of the plastics, you know, if you're in the mirror, that's got to get a little toasty warm in there. Out under the hood, you've got some environmentals to consider. It's in the cabin, that doesn't work, so I don't know. Could it be sharing some space with that shark fin antenna? Who knows? Somebody will Google through it and let us know. All right, I'm making my turn here. I'm going to get off the radio because the street's getting narrow and it gets pretty residential, and I'm about two blocks from my stop. So catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
I'm pulling into the driveway, so I will see if there's a street here. See anyone.
Okay, let's ride along with you. Not too far from where I'm going.
And Sean, I know Wally said he was going to loan me a VHF XTS 5000 to play around with to see what the VHF situation is out here. He said he's going to get it to you to give to me, so be aware of that. Catch you later, KPR.
Oh, yeah. No, he dropped it off today. In fact, he's going to loan you my XTS 5000 VHF. So, FYI. No problem. I've got it. He's got his ID in it and a bunch of other stuff, and so I got to change the program a little bit. But I've got it with me. I was planning on maybe doing that tonight, and then I'll get it to you as soon as I see you.
Yeah, of course, I could program it, too, but, yep, if you have the, I don't even know what the VHF frequencies are for around here, so if you want to throw those in, that'd be great.
Oh, it's already programmed pretty much with everything you'd want in it, so I'll check it out, and then we'll get it to you, so. All right, I'm here. Back in a while. I'll be waiting.
All right, see you, Peter.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Testing. Can anybody tell me how the sound, radio sounds? How is transmitting out on the airwaves today?
Sounds pretty good. Audio is just a little bit muffled, but I don't know if that's the repeater or not. I'm talking on an HD inside the house in Southfield. Name here is Philip. How's my signal, I guess? Back to you.
I've got you coming in pretty good. I'm here, I'm Tom from Birch Run. Kind of new to the hobby here. And just put up a 50A diamond antenna about 30 feet up. And got a few trees around, so I was just wondering how it's getting out and sounding. Using a cheap mic with Biofang, 5-watt radio for right now. Over.
Yeah, with 5 watts, you're definitely making a difference.
There's another station there. Go ahead. This is KARFR. I got WA8 something, and then
that's the car.
Sounded pretty good. There was one point when you keyed up that maybe when you were moving stuff around, that connection got loose and then came back, it sounded like. But the signal's solid. I'm over here on FT5D Yaesu, little antenna inside the back room, and here in Southfield, so I guess maybe I'm not too far from the theater. I'm not sure exactly where it's at. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm close to the BERT repeater here. I believe I'm about maybe 10 miles, something like that, away from it. Get it pretty good. Get the Millington repeater pretty good, too. And Guilford out of Bay City, I can get that one pretty good. And that was just with the 35-inch antenna with my Biofang or my H3 GID radio for right now. Those are all I got. That's what I'm using, trying to move up, little by little, see what's working, what's not working, and going from there. But, yeah, Sounds like setup's working for you, and that's all that really matters. Over.
Thanks, Tom. Yep, that's all that matters. And antenna. So it sounds like you got a better one, and your signal sounded really nice. There's another station in there. Just try to break in. Go ahead. This is Philip K at RFR. And then once they pick it up, I'll throw it back to you, Tom. Go ahead, breaking station.
Not catching that other station at all. Couple in and outs, and that's it. I couldn't catch anything they're saying, so I, was laying back and just waiting. But no, it's I'm just doing things slowly, starting up slowly, and seeing what I need to improve on. I ain't got a bunch of money, so I got to do it, little by little. One day at a time, they say, right? Over.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just giving a break there to see if they were going to pop in. I'm running 5 watts right now in this handheld. I'm really curious to bump it down to, I think the next step down is like 2.5 watts, 3.5 watts. I'm going to try that real quick here, and then I'm going to key back up and see how it copies. Just give me 1 minute. All right, this is K8RFR. I bumped the power down. See if there's any difference there.
Yeah, as you power down, got staticky, real staticky. Over.
Okay, copy that. I just bumped it back up. I'm kind of looking forward to getting some antennas here at the house for outside. I just kind of picked the hobby back up again this year. I started probably back in 2011, I want to say, and I've really been on and off since then. Then kind of a new house/renting situation here in Southfield, and I think this summer is going to be the summer where I get some antennas outside. I have a wire antenna outside for HF, but I have some antennas in storage, and get some coax to get those out and get those up on the roof. That would be ideal. I'm sure I'd probably be doing some better if I went outside the house now, but it is hot, hot, hot. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, I would happen to work outside. Majority of my time is usually spent 8 hours, just about 8 hours outside. And it's been one cold winter. And then all of a sudden, today, it started getting really warm, and it got real hot real fast, and it's, oh, no. I don't know what summer's going to be like, because I tell you what, it was pretty cold out there this winter, and if summer turns out to be hot, oh, my goodness, it's going to be a tough year then, but it seems like it's going to get a little warm, but after this winter, I'm not going to say nothing, and I'm not going to complain. Over.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree. This winter has been kind of miserable. It's been going on for a long, long time. So, you're right. I shouldn't complain about any hot weather, or at least not complain too much. If you get outside and do some antenna work, it's cooler out, so I can set everything up, and when it's hot outside, I'll be inside in the AC with all my antennas set up there. How did you get as a hobby? I think for me, I had an old radio scanner I got off eBay back in the day. I think I was still in high school at the time, maybe just after, and found 2-meter 440 ham radio guys, Brad Keelan, and that's kind of how I learned about it. took my test and got into it. I'm thinking I'm going to be good for one more go around. I'll throw it back to you, Tom, as we get RFR.
Yeah, GBA here. Well, how I got into it is on the radio that I'm talking to you with now. I was on Temu, the shopping place there, and I thought this was just a regular walkie-talkie that you could use as a walkie-talkie also. Then after I bought it, I found that, well, it's a ham radio. And it's like, well, you know, I've been curious about it. You know, I used to love talking on the CB, you know, but you can't even hold a conversation anymore without somebody, you know. I don't have time for none of that there. And, you know, and so I put the radio on and I listened to it. And I hear everybody out here talking with respect to one another and enjoying the conversation, you know, like you used to be able to do this back in the day on a CB, man. You spend days on it, let alone hours, you know, talking to people, meeting new people, and it was really, really cool thing. And so I bought this radio here that I'm talking on now for about $20, $23 I think it was. And once I turned it on and I heard all this and everything, I got real interested and says, well, there's only one way to talk on it. So I studied. I got my license on March 11th. So I just, you know, I'm really relatively new, but just trying to pick up on how, you know, how to talk, the routine and everything. And I've been on three net meetings and stuff like that. Just got off one here off of the Millington repeater. And just learning, you know, just want to learn, just want to meet new people. And, you know, one of the best parts of truck driving, well, as a truck driver, is you get to talk to so many different people. And it's one of the things about truck driving. And, but this here, you know, I get to talk to people like yourself down in Southfield, you know, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun to me. Over.
Sound good, Tom, and, good for you. Definitely, he's got the, you know, eagerness to learn and stuff like that, and, curiosity and all that. There's plenty of people that will help you. And there's plenty of stuff that you can do. It's kind of easy sometimes, at least for me, for new stuff like digital, to get a little bit overwhelmed because there's so much stuff that comes out, things like that. But it's tons of fun, and there's tons of good people out there. It's really nice meeting you. I scanned through the list repeater, so I'll try to hear you. I'll give you a shout. I have my stuff on QRZ, if you're familiar. Or have a page set up for that. I've got email address and stuff up there. But I'll catch you next time. And signal sounding good. 7-3, this is KARFR.
Alrighty, that sounds good. Nice talking to you. You know, yeah, feel free to talk to me anytime. I'm always listening, usually, and I appreciate your time today, and you have a blessed day, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you. Thank you so much. 73, we're out.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, KCI, good morning, everybody. Oh, I'm in here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
TFAXQN, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Really?
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.